Backyards have puddles and farm tractors are having problems entering mud-saturated fields.
They're definitely really, really wet. According to the Northeast Regional Climate Center, which is based out of Cornell, for the month of May, the Champlain Valley is 200% above normal rainfall.
The Miner Institute is an agricultural research station in Chazy, New York, about 10 miles north of Plattsburgh. Agronomist Dr. Eric Young, a soil management specialist, says while many agricultural fields in the Northeast use what's called a tiled drainage system to get rid of excessive water, even those fields are saturated.
They help to dry out the soil, but even in those areas, those fields have lots of water, a lot of standing water in the low spots in the fields. You look in those low spots, you see corn. The seed can germinate and start to grow, but in some situations the seed won't even germinate. It will just rot. In other situations, it will start to germinate, and because it's flooded with water, the plant can't survive and it will die that way. It also increases the chance for early diseases like root rots and things like that.
Northeast Organic Farming Association of New York field crop educator Robert Perry says the excessive moisture may already be affecting harvests.
If you've got a crop that, say, has a 100-day maturity date and you're already pushing the limit of that maturity date in your growing area, so a lot of people have lost the opportunity to plant their early season crop. So if you're based your marketing on that early harvest, well, you've already lost that.
Both home gardeners and farmers face the same key problems with saturated soils, including the loss of nitrogen and soil compaction. Cornell Cooperative Extension Clinton County Executive Director and horticultural educator Amy Ivy suggests backyard gardeners can try to reroute excessive water.
If you have an area that is not draining well, if you can dig some kind of a diversion ditch, it can be something very simple, little channel. It doesn't have to be a big ditch, but just something to pull that extra water away, because the standing water is the worst for the plant roots and for the soil.
Essex County dairy farmer Eric Lurkes pastures his cows, and the clay soil gets exceptionally wet.
So it gets quite mucky out in the pastures, and the milk cows will wreck them just with their feet. And also then they end up laying in wet and mud, and it can cause mastitis and other problems for the cows as well.
Lurkes says the fields are too damp to get crops out of the field, and it's raining again today.
We're lucky here. We were able to get all our corn planted before it really got wet. So I do have that advantage. I've got some farmers I know in the area that not only did they get any feed cut, they don't have all their corn in the ground yet. And then there's other guys, they got the corn in the ground and it rotted before it could grow because the ground got so wet. We've been okay on that side. Our corn has started to come out of the ground, so it didn't rot. I'd rather not get too much rain, but at least it's in and it's coming up.
Agronomist Dr. Eric Young advises that farmers and gardeners may need to add nitrogen to the soil once it becomes dry enough.
One of the biggest nutrients for vegetable gardeners and farmers alike is nitrogen. It turns out that nitrogen is very sensitive to water. So when we have a lot of rain like this early in the season, a lot of the plant available nitrogen that was in the soil gets washed away. So it's going to cost us more to add more nitrogen to the cornfields this year because we've lost so much nitrogen with the rain. Same thing with gardeners. They're going to probably see that once things settle out here that some plants may be turning yellow, and that's a sign of nitrogen deficiency. And so everyone's going to probably have to put on a little bit more nitrogen.
Heavier clay-based soil takes longer than looser sand-based soils to dry. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.